Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That now, it's ironic because when I read this statement by the refs union head, Scott Green,
right.
He said that we have demonstrated a fundamental lack of knowledge about NFL officiating. You know what I thought? You think he could say that about the great Dick Vermeil? I don't think
no
so.
Chance.
Dick's Fearless Forecast presented by Independence Blue Cross Live Fearless. Dick Vermeil's on the line with us right now. Hi, Dick.
Good morning.
Dick, there's been a ton of conversation over the past week involving the officiating. Last night's game did not end for four plays because there were flags on three successive plays. Could you, as a man with tremendous knowledge about NFL, tell us how you feel the officiating is this year?
I think it's below standards of the National Football League. I really do. I think we're better than that, and it's inconsistent. And I sort of get tired of them making excuses. You know, we can blame Everett. We can blame the head coach. We can blame the owner. We can blame the general manager. We can blame everything for NFL decrease in attendance or TV ratings or anything else. But sometimes the people get mad at the officials, get fed up.
Absolutely. Dick, we're seeing it a lot in the past week. Dick, in your day when you were on the sideline, did you get into a lot of verbal battles with the officials?
Too many, yes.
You did?
Too many.
Do you remember the angriest you ever were?
Yeah. I only got penalized once, 15 yards.
Really?
And that was in Dallas when one of their safeties, I think it was Waters, cheap shotted Keith Krepley. I mean, a vicious cheap shot.
Right.
And no penalty. And I went after the official after the ball game. And thank heavens for Chuck Bednarik, who was standing next to me. It prevented me from getting in a fight with the guy.
Really?
Later, you know, when we showed the film at that time of the cheap shot that was not called, the official substantiated my reason for being upset. I still got fined.
Wait a minute. Well, but it was valid criticism. They didn't care. They still fined you?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem right, Dick. If you were right, I don't think they should fine you.
You are never really right. You are never. Andy Reid will not be right this morning. You know?
No, he was mad. Do you know, Dick? Oh, Dick, he never says anything. And he said, you know, I think the officials at some point going to let the players play.
Yeah, no question. No question.
Let me get into there's been so much talk over the past week. The Eagles now have the best record in all of football. And people are looking in a different way at Doug Peterson and what he's been doing this year. Can you tell us how you feel he's done and what is the difficulty early in your coaching career to establish what Doug has been able to do so far?
Well, first off, I think he's done an excellent job. You know, I was upset with him on 4th and 8, and I teased him about it.
Yep.
But I don't second-guess him. He had his reasons for doing it. But I think he's done an outstanding job, and I think he's gaining confidence himself. I think he and his coaching staff are working together. When you look at situation football, red zones, third-down conversions, and these kinds of things, they're really doing a good job, best in the league in certain categories. Carson Wentz continues to improve, a credit to all three coaches, the head coach, the quarterback coach, and the offensive coordinator, all working together. He just keeps getting better. And I think he's going to reach a plateau. Heck, right now at 99 quarterback efficiency rating, that's pretty darn good. That's way above the average Super Bowl winning quarterback. So I think they're all doing a great job. But I think it's the continuity on the staff. The defensive coaches are doing a great job. And I've said before, I think Schwartz is maybe the number one guy in the league at coordinating defenses. He's got the right temperament to blend with Coach Peterson and the rest of the coaches. You need a guy that likes to chew and get on him and that kind of thing, and someone else to pat him on the back once in a while. I think it's just a blend of everyone doing it from Howie Roseman on down. I mean, they've done a great job.
They really have. Dick, what's interesting is the saying about Doug, what they said about you through your whole coaching career, the players like playing for him. How does a coach get the players to like playing for him?
Well, it's trust. If you do what you say you're going to do, it's trust. And when you make a mistake, you stand in front of them and say, I screwed up, guys. I cost us a ball game, or I shouldn't have called that. I'm not thinking properly. I mean, you just tell them the truth. It's amazing how honest communication works in a positive way when you're dealing with a football team.
But some coaches, the old school guys, Dick, would say, but you don't want to lose your sense of authority. You know, you want to make them think you're smarter than everybody else. You didn't have that approach, right?
No, I never worried about that. I think it takes care of itself in the overall leadership approach that you use, in the overall leadership within yourself, within your own personality and how you see things, how you evaluate things. So I think that takes care of itself. I really do. I think as long as you can control what you say in your communications, and you're not buddy-buddy, you're warm, you're respectful, you're truthful, you can carry on any kind of conversation with them. And also when you're upset, you let them know it. You let them know, you hold them accountable. And they want to be held accountable. I really believe that, especially the whole team overall. And especially the best players on the team. When you hold the best players on the team accountable, it is a great positive trickle-down effect to everybody.
We sense that there's a great relationship that's already been built between Peterson and Wentz, Dick. Did you always have a really close relationship with your quarterbacks?
I did. Very, very close. All the way back to my high school days, my junior college days, John Shire at UCLA and my guys in the pro. I always had a great relationship. You've got to be able to communicate with those guys honestly and openly. So you're both, you know, the old cliche today, which is got to be on the same page.
Yeah.
Physically, technically, and emotionally.
I get the sense, though, that Wentz is the kind of guy that looks like you would be able to work with. Like, he seems open-minded, receptive, smart. You get the same feeling?
Oh, yeah. He's tough. He's humble. He's talented. He reminds me a lot of Jaworski coming out, a little bigger maybe and that kind of stuff. But I brought Ron here because he fit the profile for Philadelphia, a tough, hardworking kid, good common sense and good judgment. I have great admiration for him. He would love to be sitting with me right now, I'll tell you that, Wentz would, because I have deer running all over my property.
All right, let's get to this game. Dick, you played against all three of the NFC East Division opponents. Can I assume that it was more fun to beat the Cowboys than the Redskins or the Giants, or was it all great for you? Did you have one preference of the three division opponents?
Yeah, Dallas.
Yeah.
We always put Dallas up. If you can beat Dallas, you can find a way to beat the other team. But first, you had to beat Dallas. You know,
right.
We had two Hall of Fame coaches, and George Allen at the Redskins initially,
yeah.
And you know, Tom Landry in Dallas, and Don Coryell was then in St. Louis. I mean, my gosh,
yeah.
The competition in coaching within this division a long time ago, not that it isn't today, was really good. But you had to beat Tom Landry. And to me, when someone asked me that question, and I have great respect for Joe Gibbs when he took over and all that kind of stuff, and those guys, but Tom Landry just made me nervous. That's all.
Yeah, well, he's a great coach. Great, great coach. Yeah. All right, Dick, let's get to it. We're all really excited. You've been doing great this year with your predictions. Eagles and Redskins Monday night at the Link. Who do you like?
Oh, I think the Eagles will beat them. They're going to have to play well. They're going to have to play within the profile they've been playing. But the Washington Redskins are not a bad football team. They're pretty darn good.
And yeah.
Their pass offense is very, very good. And they're getting more yards per pass attempt than anybody in football, and that's always critical in winning. I think they're banged up on defense from what I read and what I understand. So that's going to give an edge. But I think the situation football and the home field advantage gives the game to the Eagles. I do. Right, my computer picks them by 4 points. Last week it picked Carolina by 5, okay? It picks them by 13 next week, so.
You got it close? You looking a close game, Dick, or you think we got a pretty easier win?
No, there's no easy. Washington Redskins Eagle game is never easy. Okay? Right. It is never easy. And I'd be very happy to win by one, but the computer says four. I think they'll beat it by more than 4 points.
More than four. Dick, I'm just curious. You mentioned the fans and the home field. How does that help a team?
Well, if you look at in baseball, you look at football, I can't say all, but 90% of the teams winning record is better at home.
Yeah.
Because, especially football, the game is still emotional. You know, I think Kansas City proved that last week when they were not mentally ready to play. They got their butts kicked. You've got to be mentally ready to play. And more often than not, you're the most mentally, emotionally ready to play when you're at home and the opponent is the least ready to play coming into Philadelphia Eagles. And I think there were some comments made by you guys during the week. The Redskins are back to the wall,
yeah,
and they're going to be ready to play. They don't have a choice. And I think that the tension on the practice field all week and knowing what they have to do, they're going to be at their best, but I still think we'll beat them.
All right, Dick, I'm sorry if a few of our listeners are heading over to your house with bows and arrows now. Dick, be well. We'll talk again. And everybody, get out there and get Vermeil Wines. They're shipped directly to your home now, vermeilwines.com. Dick, always a pleasure. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.
The great Dick Vermeil. He's feeling it too right now,
yeah,
isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Those are great ones.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.